WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Like most film critics, I'm often asked, in tones ranging from the covetous to the condescending, why I ever got into this racket in the first place. And like most film critics, I've offered up an array of windy responses. In fact, it's only rather recently that I realized that, however unimpressive, the truthful answer could be delivered in three little words. Lawrence of Arabia. I was probably 9 or 10 when I first saw it, not old enough to soak in all the history, not old enough to digest the implications of Lawrence's morality of pain and will, and certainly not old enough to extrapolate the great man's homosexuality from the glimmers and hints in Robert Bolt's screenplay. But I was old enough to know wonder, and to know that there was no magic quite like this magic, the feeling of being swept into a vast, distant, and intensely pleasurable world, and held there a happy hostage for hours. David Lean's movie is stuffy, traditional, and often too literal, and it is guilty, thank God, of the charge leveled at the time of its release, that it never clears up the mystery of who T.E. Lawrence was and what made him tick. How could it? And why should it? The sources of greatness are always mysterious, and the whys of Lawrence and his quixotic quest to unite the Arab tribes and lead them against the Turks have never entirely been fathomed. What one gets from the movie instead is a whiff of the ecstasy a buttoned-down Brit experiences in the presence of all that space, and of all the fire in the hearts of the men who inhabit it. One gets a little of that, for instance, in this scene, in which Peter O'Toole, as Lawrence, confronts a powerful Arab chieftain, magnificently played by Anthony Quinn.
My tribe is the Hawitat.
Work only for profit.
Work at Aldo's pleasure.
And Aldo's pleasure is to serve the Turks.
Serve? I serve?
It is the servant who takes money.
I am out of time. That out of serve. That out of time serve.
Part of what makes Peter O'Toole so spectacular is that we are watching a great actor invent himself by playing another great actor inventing himself. Lawrence used his Arab experience to create a persona along the lines of all his boys' book dreams. He was a boggling combination of intellectual rebel and greedy colonialist, of shrinking violet and power-crazed Nietzschean. And if Lean and Bolt haven't explained how that heady brew was concocted, O'Toole certainly shows us the sparks and bubbles it gives off. So much of this movie's resonance results from the collision of two notions of grandeur. We see the British Army in all its self-important pomp and hierarchy. And contrasted with that, we see the dunes and the light of Arabia, and the extraordinary sight of this burnished blonde glory hog in his white robes, slicing the air with his scimitar. In its own way, that contrast says far more than any book, or library of books, about the nature of colonialism, and indeed about intercultural relations of every stripe. This beautiful restoration doesn't change the movie much, but the interpolated bits and pieces make the storytelling smoother and more coherent, and the 70mm print you'll be seeing adds to its glory. Seeing Lawrence of Arabia now, I felt as awestruck as I had when I first saw it, years ago. Not because I was reliving my childhood, but because this movie still does what only a great movie epic can do. It makes the earth and its people seem wild and unknowable and limitless again. It turns the screen into a crucible for dreams.